This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com, and I'm speaking with Mike Lucht, and Mike is the founder and current president of 1-800-SWEEPER, which is a new industry organization. I'll let Mike tell you more about that as we go along. Mike, welcome, and if you would, talk about your concept for 1-800-SWEEPER, what prompted you to get this going, and where you envision it heading.
Oh, thanks, Ranger. The concept for 800-SWEEPER was kind of an evolution of a condition in the sweeping industry as it has occurred over the last half a dozen years, I suppose, with the way the large national regional accounts have approached purchasing their services. They've been outsourcing them through a single point of purchase, third-party facility managers. And as most people in the business have recognized, we've kind of had a disconnect over the last several years with our customers we used to have to be able to deal with them directly, and in many cases we no longer have that relationship. That was the initial thing that began us thinking about it, but you know, I'm no different than most contractors, busy doing the things I do, not really able to have the resources or the time to put together a solution individually to approach those types of accounts. And so, you know, we went along, and like many of us, you know, we've been working in some cases for those folks, not necessarily happy about it, but it's the only choice that we had. And it was through a course of conversation I had with a few other folks that are actually part of the initial founding group of this organization that we began to brainstorm a little bit. And as a result of that, you know, there's always been an interest in how we could represent ourselves in a unified manner to those accounts. But how to do it was the big question, and most likely why it hasn't been done to this point, because it's complicated. And in my case, I was fortunate to have had the vanity number 1-800-SWEEPER for the last 20-some years and used it in my local market, and it's been effective. I had also been approached over the last couple of years to allow someone to market that number for us and sell it as you know, their other vanity numbers are being sold today. But I really didn't think that was a total solution. I didn't want to part with the number for that purpose, but I thought it was could potentially be the backbone of a brand that would potentially create a national brand. So it wasn't really till I became familiar with the buying group that actually the concept for 1-800-SWEEPER came together. As I understood the leverage of a buying group and how that can bring immediate benefit to the members in tandem with the 800-SWEEPER vanity number, and combined with the national brand and 1-800-SWEEPER.com, it became a triangular, three-dimensional solution and a sustainable solution. And so by representing our membership, and we have one member for each market as based on area code, we will have every market represented ultimately. And to gain that representation, we're going to be bringing benefit through the buying group immediately. So where we first have the ability to impact how we do business is by solidifying and leveraging our buying power and approaching vendors of products that we all purchase individually, but with limited ability to get pricing advantage. So by bringing companies together and by negotiating with vendors that are understanding the concept and want to participate in our success, we are able to immediately provide savings to offset any costs there may be involved in the group. And then as we attract members through those savings, we'll build out the organization and become a very viable and sustainable solution to the third-party market. So that's kind of the strategy and the approach. It's been about a 12-month project that I've been involved with personally. It was originally introduced in December at the NPE West show in Las Vegas to a group of about a dozen companies, those that happened to be there. There was no pre-announcement, no invitation. It was just I put together a PowerPoint presentation, had a concept, had a vision, put a group of folks in a room, and pitched it. And from there, we attracted over 20 companies to become involved in the founding group. In July of this year, we actually launched that group. And for the last 90 days plus, we've been involved in building the infrastructure of the organization to the point where we finally made a press release announcement, I believe it was last week, and launched the website about 2 weeks ago.
It has to be a very exciting time for you, and there's certainly, if you're able to address this third-party vendor, aggregator, whatever you want to call it, issue that's going on in the sweeping industry now that is resulting in unsustainable pricing models, then you'll have a lot of fans, I'm sure.
It is a, like I indicated, it's a sustainable solution because we're not, we're addressing every aspect of the business. And we're also bringing a concept to the buyer of our services that they're familiar with, considering the fact that a Target store, for instance, doesn't buy their shirts and pants from a broker. They buy them from the manufacturer. Walmart doesn't buy potatoes from the guy that's bagging the potatoes. They buy the potatoes from the people that are growing the potatoes. In every aspect of the retail establishments, they've made attempts to cut out the middleman. And what we're offering is an opportunity to do just that by working directly with the self-performers. And 800 Sweeper is a group of self-performing, independently owned sweeping companies that have built-in quality controls, but yet through the organization we're able to offer the single point of purchase and share the benefit of that not only with the buyer of the service but with the performer of the service. And the people that have the investment and the risk in the business are now participating in a manner that is appropriate, and the people that have no investment or risk in the business, we don't claim that we're going to displace all those types of organizations, but until we have a seat at the table, we don't have an opportunity. So now we're going to have an opportunity.
A number of questions come to mind. One of the questions, and I guess I'll preface this by saying what I have seen with aggregators is that they will go into some place like a Target stores and they'll say, you know, we know that Target says it costs them $100 to write a check. So Mr. Target Stores, what we'll do for you as a group here is that we'll allow you to write one check, and that'll instead of thousands, literally, and that'll save you some money. And I think that's fine. The disconnect comes in when they then say, and we will oversee the job and get a better job done for you, and we'll save you another 20%, say, or some percentage over what the bid prices are now that you're getting in your local area. And they're coming up with basically unsustainable pricing models that just don't allow profit to the contractor. So it strikes me that because you're a contractor group, you're not going to want to go in and have unsustainable pricing models like we're seeing. And yet at the other side of the coin, you're going to have to compete with people who are doing that and are saying that. So I think it strikes me that the challenge for 1-800-SWEEPER group will be to talk to the large box stores or vendors or whatever you want to call them and convince them that you are have a sustainable product and service that you're able to offer them, that your quality is good because, you know, you have top contractors and so forth. But how do you think you can compete with the people who are making these what have been shown to be basically unsustainable cost savings?
First of all, there are some third-party companies that do a better job than others. And so we're not, in every case, going to have an opportunity. But today we don't have any chance of an opportunity. So first and foremost, we're going to have a seat at the table when these things come up based on the timetable that they evolve. So the contracts that are maybe out there, you know, there's going to be 6 months. We can't control the evolution of a contract cycle. But we have a differentiating factor in that we are self-performing. We are not only providing a single point of purchase, but we're also providing an opportunity for our members to save money in the operation of their business. So while we're addressing the types of issues that you bring up, Ranger, our members are gaining benefit from being in the group, even if we don't have a national account. So we don't need to go out there and drop our number to have the business in order to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are going to be successful between now and a year from now if we don't have a national account, because we have vendor support. And we have people today that are involved in our group that are buying certain products from the same vendor at less money because we've consolidated our buying power. And that is a powerful tool to grow a membership in a pure buying group concept that will allow us to then, at some point in time, the numbers cannot, you know, they have to stabilize. I mean, if you're comparing apples and apples, which is difficult to do in this business, we will have a competitive advantage because our members will have a competitive advantage. So that's the philosophy and that's the strategy. We'll see how effective it is in the market. But given the fact that sweeping is probably the most service-intensive aspect of any of the facility maintenance, you know, outdoor maintenance kind of activities, we're there more often. I mean, we have the ability to build in some probably overlooked benefit, additional benefit to customers, because we're there. We ourselves monitoring our performance, our quality. We don't have the tier of inspection or supervisors out in the field to looking after contractors because we are the contractor. So we have in a true model of third-party service provider that is an effective model, they have layers of management in the field monitoring performance. We're not going to have a need for that. Our people, our members, our partners are monitoring their performance, and they have a vested interest in the success of 800 Sweeper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's well spoken. When you talk about the buying power of the group and being able to get discounts with vendors, do you choose multiple vendors, or how does that process take place, or is that something that you can talk about?
Well, I mean, primarily it's by class of product. And so, this is an untested area, but it's been validated in a short amount of time with the few vendors that we have already participating.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a foreign concept. I mean, the farmers' co-ops have been around for years. This is what they've been doing. We just have never been able to find the right formula that would make it make sense in a fragmented industry as ours, where we have independent owners scattered all over the country, trying to do the same thing, but for whatever reason, not coming under, not banding together to give each other the benefit of a group like this, and it took some creativity to put this type of an organization together, and it took a lot of faith initially. People have to buy into a vision, and some people can see that vision and some people can't, but now that we're to this point, the vision's becoming reality, and so going forward, I think whereas we in the early days back in April, May, June, when we were bringing members on, we really didn't have anything to offer. But today, not the case. Our website went up in the first week. We created 30 leads for business around the country. That's the power of the group. That's us all pulling together, putting our resources into one website that can be optimized to the max, greater than what any of us individually could probably afford or justify to do. And it generates leads in the first week. That's a pretty powerful tool, and it also helps us to attract members. If we have work in an area we don't have a member, it leads us to them, and certainly most people will answer the phone and like to speak with you and learn about your concept if you're offering them a piece of business to do that. So,
well, let's talk about these contractors that will be coming into 1-800-SWEEPER and looking at it. Many of those will be listening to this interview. Are there requirements that you have for a contractor to get involved? Must they, for example, do other types of service besides sweeping? Do you need them to do some of the other things that the aggregator teams usually put together, such as landscaping or snow plowing and those kinds of things that we've seen bundled together by the U.S. maintenance type aggregators of the world? Are there particular requirements you have for contractors coming in, and will you be offering other types of services through your group besides just sweeping?
Well, there's a discussion about how we might expand into other areas, but for the moment, we have to create an organization of sweeping companies. And so the requirement is that you have had to been in the business 5 years, and you need a referral from two existing members. And so if you don't know a couple members, we probably have a member visit. We need to understand a little bit about your business and understand how you operate your business, and basically trying to find individuals that can buy into the culture of 1-800-SWEEPER, understand the group concept, and how we can all benefit, by marching to the same beat, so to speak. There are members existing today that have, outside services, and certainly we don't want to exclude ourselves going forward from the ability to offer those services, but we first have to be successful at our core business, and our core business is sweeping. So a person to qualify to be a member, first of all, he has to be in a market that hasn't already been acquired. Secondly, he has be someone in a group has to be familiar with them or become familiar with them to recommend them for a membership. And then the final is the board would approve the member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a process, but yet it's to protect the credibility of the entire organization. And this is not, something where you just send in your application and your check and you're in. We want to raise the performance level of the industry, and we want to certainly maintain the integrity of 1-800-SWEEPER. So there's plenty of qualified companies out there. I'm not too concerned about that.
When you talk about sending in your check, is it a different price for different area codes, or is it based on population density or something like that? Is that anything you can talk about?
Well, I can just tell you that it's based by area code.
Okay.
And it's consistent by area code.
Okay. So it's a particular investment per month or some such per area code.
Correct.
That you're representing. And are you requiring logo typing out the 1-800-SWEEPER number? Obviously, if they're paying the money, then 1-800-SWEEPER is going to ring into them, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
That's not correct.
Okay. How does that part work in terms of referral?
There's three aspects. There's three primary aspects that make it the three-dimensional opportunity. You've got the vanity number, We got a national marketing campaign, including the website, and a national account manager. And we have a member services administrator on board that keeps everybody plugged in. And then you have the buying group. So a member gets the app, gets the right to use the 800 sweeper vanity number on their vehicles. All calls that are generated off the website or off a vehicle, no matter where it is, come into a call center so that the calls can be handled uniformly and appropriately based on who the member might be and so forth. The call comes in, it comes from somebody is looking for work in Denver. If it's an urgent call, we patch that call to our Denver member. If it's not, we take a message and we get it to them. And then inside people will follow up and just confirm that the service was done satisfactorily. And we try to equate the value of the call and monitor and analyze it. So by doing it that way, we have some ability to analyze the calls and know where they're coming from. And how they're coming into the website by unique 800 numbers.
So even if a company doesn't go to the expense of re-logoing their trucks and so forth, they still benefit by the 1-800 sweeper branding because they'll receive it.
Ranger, we're not interested in overshadowing our members' logo. The only thing that there were, 800 sweeper, the vanity number, is an asset to their logo.
Mm-hmm.
So, no matter who you are or what the company name is, nothing changes. We only give you a powerful method of connection. And so, what we would like to see happen and what we require is that you get it on your trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You just get a phone number on your truck that is a powerful phone number. And easy to remember, and you keep and maintain your individuality of your own brand and your own market. We do not want to disrupt a company's brand in their own market. I mean, that gives 800 sweeper strength, and by everyone that has everyone that's a member displaying the 800 number, it gives everybody in the group that brand. Gains more strength. So it's to complement the local brand, not to overshadow it. Our logo, in terms of what we created as a logo, will not be seen on a member's truck, except for maybe like a badge or some sort of decal just announcing them as an affiliate. But it certainly would be overshadowed by their local brand and their local logo, insignias, or whatever.
Sure, their reputation in their area that they've established through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not. We're just giving them a phone number to attach to their brand.
Mm-hmm. I've received several phone calls that have come into here asking me about this and what the impact is on NAPSA, North American Power Sweepers Association, which. I know that you have been involved with and some of the preceding organizations, you know, prior to NAPSA. It was pointed out to me that the majority of the board, NAPSA is a part of 1-800-SWEEPER. So could you talk to that issue? You know, do you see this, replacing NAPSA, impacting NAPSA, working with NAPSA? What is your concept on that?
Well, we support NAPSA, and NAPSA was one of the foremost concerns and discussions that we had when we brought this together, and how we could maintain NAPSA and not have this perception that 800 sweeper is going to have a negative effect. We're a bronze member of NAPSA, so 800 sweeper is in itself is a member of NAPSA, as well as every current member of 800 Sweeper is a member of NAPSA. And we see this as an opportunity to support NAPSA. As we grow, we hope to see NAPSA grow. NAPSA plays a integral role in the industry. We'd like to see it ramp up and play a more effective role in education and in representation in the local level for lobbying and some of the issues that affect the membership. And I think the strength of 800 Sweeper could potentially provide some resources for that. So I think that I know for a fact that we and the board currently has a high interest in maintaining NAPS and seeing that grow.
Okay. And it seems clear that, you know, in terms of NAPSA and the comparison, as I pointed out to callers, is that 1-800-SWEEPER is only going to have one representative per area code, and whereas NAPSA, you know, would hope to have every sweeper in every area code as part of them. So that's a big difference there.
Correct.
Of course, the buying group, that's something that NAPSA is... offers as well. So whether that proves to be competition or not, I think only time will tell. And
a little different. NAPSA has some buying opportunities. It's not a true buying group in the sense that the deals that we have with our vendors that steer and encourage and incentivize our members to buy from a particular vendor, not only do we get advantage pricing, but based on the volume of business that we drive to a vendor, and because that vendor is growing their business without effort, without direct sales costs, 800 Sweeper recovers a rebate. And so in addition to locally competitive competitive advantage type pricing for a vendor, for a member in the market, on top of that, 800 Sweeper gains a rebate that is then redistributed back to the members at a certain point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than what has ever been available in the past.
So that must have been good arranging on your part, since having vendors, I guess, as you say, buy into the vision of 1-800 Sweeper, since NAPSA has considerably more members than 1-800 Sweeper, but I've always felt that was kind of an area where they weren't as strong as they might be, was in the member discounts or, you know, member savings. So,
well,
you know,
it has been validated by some vendors, and there are other vendors that we are in discussion with. Relative to fuel and other products that we have. So, it is a concept that is not foreign, as I said earlier. Most manufacturers understand it. Unfortunately, we as business owners maybe didn't have a grasp on it, but you got to orchestrate it. It's got to be presented, and it's got to be put together in a certain fashion that the vendor believes that they can grow their business and they can benefit from the opportunity as much as 800 Sweeper can. And so, you know, our slogan, bringing buyers and sellers together to achieve mutual benefit, is really the theme of the entire organization from every aspect. And we understand when we're talking to a vendor, we have to find out what it is that they're trying to accomplish, what it is that they want to do, and how can 800 Sweeper help them accomplish what they want to do. And when they recognize 800 Sweeper as a true partner and a true extension of their sales force, that's when we can gain the advantage. And so that's how it develops. But I can tell you, it doesn't happen in a week or a month, you know, or 2 months. It's a process that has taken, you know, to get the formula down, to get the understanding on paper and help people see it. It's not an easy vision to see when you're dealing with people that are busy as we normally are. You got to get them to stop and think and to change and understand that, number one, Change is inevitable, and we must change. And once you can get someone to stop and think about how things have been and what the possibilities are if we don't change, you recognize 800 Sweeper as a model and as a vehicle that will give us basically some more, you know, some control of our destiny in areas of our business that has been lost.
Well, there certainly has been a proliferation of third-party vendors and aggregators. It seems like that is doing nothing but moving forward and accelerating. So the idea of having a self-performing internal power sweeping industry group doing that same type of approach seems like a very tenable idea to give a try to, and you know, perhaps we can you know, find a way to peel back the onion and get some of those contracts for the sweeping industry without giving away the farm, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's our challenge, that's our strategy and our goal.
Is there anything else we should talk about? I think this gives everybody a pretty good idea of what we're, what you are doing and what you have done and where you are headed. What else should we be saying about this?
Well, I guess the only thing that I'd like to people to know is that the concept came from a sweeper. The concept came from a man that's been in the business in excess of 30 years, has seen how the industry has evolved, have been in situations no different than anybody else that might be listening to this recording, and in some cases wondering what in the hell is happening and why am I got my iron sitting in the yard with the bills and I got somebody else telling me what I should be doing. You know, it's you know, it's from that necessity that this was created, and 800 Sweeper, the people involved, we couldn't do this without each other. So this is not a project of one individual. This is a coordination of effort amongst a group that has come together with a vision and an understanding to advance. We need help of others. And the others that are out there that may be listening need to understand when you come in and you investigate Inner Sweeper that you're working with people just like them and that those people have your interest in mind as much as you have theirs. And so that's the concept. And that's the place you got to be to truly be effective in a group like this. And to understand that we can truly come together in an organization where we can make decisions and have the benefit of everyone involved, you know, at heart, and bring not only benefit to the members, but to the vendors and to the customers. It's a truly a three-dimensional approach to a solution.
Well, I think that's an excellent place to leave it. You are an articulate spokesman for your organization, as one would expect with all the experience you have and being in as the innovator of it. And I wish you all success. If someone needs more information, I know they should go to the 1-800-SWEEPER.com website, or I suspect call 1-800-SWEEPER.
It's easy enough to remember.
We've been speaking with Mike Lucht, and Mike is the president, current president, and the innovator and founder of 1-800-SWEEPER. You can find them at 1-800-SWEEPER.com.
Thank you, Ranger.